In this week's Parshas Vayelech, we have two of the last mitzvahs which are recorded in the Torah, and one of those mitzvahs is that the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is a very interesting mitzvah. It's an intriguing mitzvah. We know that Hakel is once every 7 years on Sukkot. All of Am Yisrael, the Anashim, Nashim, the Taf, are obligated to go and the Olah L'Regel to hear from the Melech, read from the Torah. And there are a lot of very interesting halachos which surround Hakel. One could look at the Sefer Achinuch, he sums it up quite nicely, as well as the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, discussing all the halachos of Hakel. They have to build a massive bima in the middle of the Azara, and there's this procession of bringing out the Sefer Torah, passing it to different chashuv dignitaries within Am Yisrael, eventually brought to the Melech, and the Melech reads from very specific parshios in Torah. That is the mitzvah of Hakel. And there are a lot of questions surrounding Hakel, such as why are Nashim Chayiv and Tav, right, seemingly to mitzvah as my grandma, they should be Pater, why would you also obligate children to come along with them? I think if you look at the Mefarshim, sure, there are multiple approaches, but two which stuck out at me, which I think are also very appropriate for this time period, are the approach of the Sefer Achinuch as well as the Rambam. Okay? The Sefer Achinuch explains that the reason for all of the celebration, the reason why everybody's Ola L'Regel in order to hear it, even though there are certain people that you would assume should be Pater, such as, you know, children, etc., he explains quite beautifully, because what's going to happen, people are going to ask around your neighbors who maybe are not as informed, or maybe the non-Jews in the surrounding area are going to see everybody just get up and leave, and they're going to ask, where are you going? So, you know where we're going? We're going to hear the Torah. We're going to hear the Melech read the Sefer Torah, and it shows Chashivas HaTorah Klap Echutz. It shows the world that where is our focus, where are our priorities, what guides us in our life, and what is worth it in order to uproot our entire family for a certain amount of time. That is to hear the Devar Hashem. It shows priority Klap Echutz. However, that's what the Sefer Achinuch says. If you look at the Rambam, he says it slightly differently, and he says it's very interesting. If you think about it, you have the Melech reading from a Sefer Torah up on a bima, and you have Am Yisrael surrounded. What does that remind us of? Reminds us of Har Sinai. And what the Rambam explains is that every 7 years we need to reenact Maimon Har Sinai. We need to recommit ourselves to the values and the fundamental principles of what we received at Har Sinai. We need to reaffirm our fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah. We need to make sure that our priorities are in line, and therefore we need a new Maimon Har Sinai. That's why, says, makes sense, according to the Rambam, who needs to be there? Men, women, and children, the same way that they're all part of Am Yisrael, they experience Maimon Har Sinai, so too in this context they also need to experience Maimon Har Sinai. The reason why I find these approaches so appropriate for this time period and beautiful is because it really shows this dual responsibility we have as Am Yisrael towards the rest of the world, and really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. On the one hand, what do we have? Rosh Hashanah is a day in which we want to be Mavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for us, but for the entire world that saw you, right? If we know more than Yidilacha Kesem Merlucha, so like the rest of the paragraph is also very beautiful. It's about like the rest of the world also being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully, because we take Rosh Hashanah seriously, so too the rest of the world will take notice of it, and it's a day in which they can also partake in crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu King. That's one end of Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, it's not just about other onlookers who are going to say, oh, the nation's going up for Hakel to read the Torah. Oh, they're being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, so should we. It's also about our personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. For Hakel, they need a Maimon Har Sinai. And then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we need to do tshuva. We need to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally. We need to engage in a reaffirmation of our relationship with Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah is that opportunity to go ahead and engage within that on not just Klapei Chutz, but also Klapei Bnim, on a personal level that we can feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. by spending that day singing his praises and understanding how he really does run the world, and that hopefully makes us closer to him as well. So Mir Tashem, when we focus on these two elements of Hakel, then we'll be able to fulfill our dual role, both in terms of educating Kapping Chutz, as well as strengthening our own personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.